This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. You'll find homeless vendors selling the Street Spirit newspaper in front of grocery stores, restaurants, and post offices across the East Bay. The Berkeley Bowl Marketplace is a favorite location. KALW's Mary Reese brings us this conversation with a regular.
Small donation, sir, towards the Street Spirit today. Anything, we appreciate it.
My name is Orlando Marcel Williams. I'm from Berkeley, California. I've been selling Street Spirit over 8 years now. It stopped me from going in and out of jail. I don't go to jail no more. And helped me with, you know, provide me with food, clothing, and meet a lot of different people, good people. A lot of times I wake up with no money. I take one of these papers. Might bring me $50. Might bring me $100. Might bring me $3. Something better than nothing in any day. That's why I love this paper. One day I was here, and a guy walked up to me. He said, "How much is a paper?" I said, "Whatever you want to donate, sir." He walked in, came back out with a cup of coffee, went in his top pocket and gave me three $100 bills and said, have a nice day. You find good people like that out here.
A little help today?
Sometimes the police come and ask us, you have your badge, you leave your badge at home. Well, I'll take your money and your papers and give you a citation.
How you doing today, man?
Still hanging in there.
I'm hanging like wallpaper too.
All right.
That's what I like. All right, thanks a lot, man.
A lot of these people I done seen around and I know. Familiar faces and old friends and people that come up here and know I'm up here to see me, talk with me, ask me how I'm doing. I grew up on the White Way in McGee. I went to Berkeley High, got a baseball scholarship to play for the Oakland A's. And then after my mom had got murdered, I had a nervous breakdown from there. I didn't have no one to turn to because I was the oldest out the bunch. So my grandmother and my grandfather, that's her mother and her father, they was up in age. They took custody of me and my brothers when they was up in age, so they passed away. After I had the nervous breakdown, I went to Napa Hospital for 4 years, 4.5 years. Still didn't have no one to turn to, so I started using drugs, from drugs to prison, out of prison, back to drugs. I kept angry. That's why I stayed in prison a lot. I asked them, why did they do that to my mom, take my mom from me and my brothers? I'm not on drugs no more. I'm good with saving money, just keeping it in my pocket, just buy the things I need. Sooner or later, God could provide me with a place, because you know I mean well. They gave me a spot, told me to come down. I was on GA, bring a proof of income, Social Security card. I did all that. So they said, oh, well, you get to move in next week, Mr. Williams. I mean, next month, Mr. Williams. The place should be ready for you next month. So about a week before I'm ready to move in, they called me back down to the office. They had gave me the keys and everything. They said, oh, you got to get the keys out. I said, why is that? We did a criminal background check on you. So they said, well, appeal it. So I just was kind of upset and just to forget them people.
A little help today, sir, towards the Street Spirit. Anything be appreciated. All right, you have a good day, man.
I'm just that type of person. I got a good heart, and if you say no, I can understand it. I can respect it. If you say yeah, fine with me. I just got to keep on, keep my head up, and keep smiling. I might just have 7 or 8 papers, and if I run out of papers, I'll panhandle. And they still give up donations. Sometimes I don't need papers to make money. Depends on how you present yourself to a person. Some people call it begging, but I don't call it begging. You know, if you got a heart and your heart feels free to give up something, it's good. If you don't, oh well. I love this. This is my job. I wouldn't give it up for nothing in the world.